Good morning again. Let us pray. Almighty God, thank you for this time together. Thank you for the freedom to come and worship you. Thank you for every person that's sitting here today. Thank you for your many blessings. Guide us and direct us in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen. The Bible verse, one of my favorite Bible verses, is John 14:6. And Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." Veronita called me or sent me an email, I guess it's been about a month ago, and wanted me to share a few minutes about my relationship with Jesus. I hate speaking in front of people. I can sing in front of you, but speaking in front of you is something that I find difficult to do, so forgive me for my shaky voice. I grew up in a Lutheran church. I don't remember ever missing Sunday school, church, Christmas services, you name it, I was there. I sang "Jesus Loves Me." My daddy read me stories at night about Jesus, and I always knew Jesus. He was always in my life. But when I got older, I guess you start questioning things. And I remember when the Persian Gulf War broke out, everybody kind of got scared about the end of time. And you start asking questions. And so then it became a thing of you're walking through and something's on TV and somebody's asking you a question. Billy Graham was on there one day. And he said, "Is your name written in the book of life?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure, mine's there." Or was it? I'd heard some other things. A question that's kind of profound, and it's kind of a thing of, we are all going to live forever. It's your choice to make sure where you live. Is it going to be heaven or hell? And I thought, well, I'll be up there, right? I kept questioning myself. And then I got to where every time I heard about God or Jesus or anything, I got this sick feeling like, maybe my name's not there. Maybe I don't know him. I'd gone to church. I was baptized. I was confirmed. I sang the songs. I knew the stories. But still, was he inside? I didn't know for sure. One night, it came to me, and I was home by myself. And Billy Graham was on television, and I was going to flip the channel again. And I thought, no, I'm going to listen to this. And it was kind of the same thing. Is your name written in the book of life? And I thought, well, I don't know. And then he said, Jesus died for you. And that's the first time it actually hit me. And I started crying, and the Holy Spirit came upon me. And I knew from that moment on, my name is in that book. And I talk to Jesus all the time now. I don't read my Bible every day, but I do talk to him every day. He's standing here right now. He's helping me speak to you. He's sitting next to each one of you. And it's up to you to reach over and grab his hand, because that's what he's wanting from you. And if you do not know that your name is written in the book of life, I want you to know today. And whether it's through something I say or something that you've heard in a song, or something that Pam says or Veronita says, I want you to know that. And I want to see you all in heaven someday. I am so thankful that he died for me and he died for you. And there is no more precious gift on this earth. Pam and Emily asked me Wednesday night, they said, "Are you ready?" And I said, "For what?" They said, "You know." I said, "For what?" They said, "For Sunday. Have you been planning what you're going to say?" I said, "Oh, no. I'm a kind of fly-by-the-seat-of-my-pants gal." And so that's what I'm doing. This is all the Holy Spirit. I sat down last night and started to type a little bit, and I got a few notes. But what I've said today is through Jesus. I give him all the glory, and I do thank him for each one of you.
Amen.
Amen.
Good
morning.
Giving blood and my testimony in 1 week.
That's very hard.
I'd like to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 6 through 9. I found this, and it kind of reminded me of how God's worked in my life. The scripture says, God commanded light to shine in the dark. Now God is shining in our hearts to let you know that his glory is seen in Jesus Christ. We are like clay jars in which this treasure is stored. The real power comes from God and not from us. We often suffer, but we are never crushed. Even when we don't know what to do, we never give up. In times of trouble, God is with us, and when we are knocked down, we get up again. My first memories are when I was about 3. My little brother and I, we were living with relatives. My mother had died when I was 2 and left my father with 5 children, and he just couldn't take care of all of us. But when I was 5, my father remarried to a woman who had 3 children, and we were all reunited. However, we were nothing like the Brady Bunch. My father and stepmother were alcoholics and constantly drank and fought, usually about us children. As far back as I can remember, we were taken to Baptist churches. Of course, as soon as we would get home from church, they would start drinking and arguing again. And I remember crying myself to sleep many nights, asking God why my mother had to die. When I was about 8 years old, my Sunday school teacher, she kept me after class and talked to me about accepting Jesus into my heart. And I did, and I remember I felt so happy and just so free. But I was afraid to tell my dad and stepmother since they were constantly fighting. When I was 10, they became separated and eventually divorced, but my father continued drinking. I had to learn to cook and to do laundry and pretty much take care of myself. My dad remarried again when I was 14 to a woman who went to church and wouldn't tolerate his drinking, so he quit. However, he was very sick, and we didn't know at the time that he had pancreatic cancer. He was in and out of the hospital and died when I was 15. Before he died, though, he had some men come from the church we were attending at the time to make sure I knew Jesus. And he may not have been a very good father, but he knew how important it was that I was saved. And I know he was at peace with God when he died. And except for my brother and I, the rest of my siblings were grown when my father died. We had to stay with my stepmother, Irene, for 3 miserable years. She was, for lack of a better word, crazy. She was obsessive about cleanliness. The couch was wrapped in plastic, and she would wake me up every day around 6 a.m. by banging the vacuum cleaner into my door. We had no screens on the windows since they got in the way of her cleaning them. And she even swept away the dirt from around the trees in the yard, which, of course, was a constant battle. And there were also plastic flowers outside because, unlike real flowers, you could clean those. Irene did take us to church every time the doors were open because she thought God would punish us if we didn't go. As young as I was, I knew you don't go to church for fear of God, but because you want to worship and praise him. Irene physically abused my little brother and eventually sent him to military school, and she proceeded to emotionally abuse me. No matter what I did, she found fault in it, and when I turned 18, I left. I did try to go back to the church my stepmother and I had attended, but the minister announced to the whole church that I had run away from Irene and was living with my boyfriend, and I was so humiliated that it was a long time before I went back to any church. I was blessed to get Social Security and veterans benefits from my father, and I could go to college, and I did graduate. I married my first husband when I was 23. We were total opposites, and it was a very rocky marriage for 10 years. The main problem was that we didn't have God in our marriage. We didn't go to church. If you don't have God in your marriage, it's not going to work. I was blessed, though, to have 2 wonderful children from that marriage. After the divorce, I moved back here from New York in 1995. My ex-husband had told me that I could bring the kids here, and I had quit my job, given up my apartment, and at the last minute, he changed his mind and said I couldn't bring them with me. But God just gave me this inner peace that assured me that I would get those kids, and within a few months, they were down here with me. My sister Karen was coming here to Francis Asbury, and we started coming here too. I had never experienced such a loving and welcoming church before. My daughter Emily has loved this church from the beginning. It was pretty tough being a single mom. I worked a full-time job and sometimes took part-time jobs just to get by. But God always made sure we had everything we needed, and we never went hungry. I may never eat hamburger or helper again, though. I remember one Christmas when we went to my sister's house on Monta Vista, and she found a card on her porch for me. And it was anonymous. It had $50 in it. And I'm pretty sure that it came from someone in this church. They don't know how much that helped back then. After a few years of being a single mom, I thought I'd try dating again. I placed a personal ad in the newspaper, and people could leave you voicemails if they liked your ad, and you could do the same if you liked theirs. Well, I met a lot of frogs, no prince, and was about to just stop trying, and I had one last message from a man with the nicest sounding voice named John. I called him, and we met just before Christmas in 1998, and we've been together ever since. I know God had a hand in that, since a middle-aged woman has a greater chance of being attacked by a terrorist than getting married. John and I married in 2000 at this church, and he is the most patient, kind, and wonderful man I've ever known. And about 5 or 6, maybe even longer years, my memory is altered, ago, several of us went to an intimacy conference for women at Biltmore Baptist. And there were some wonderful speakers, and I felt God laying it on my heart that I needed to rededicate my life to him, and I did. I'd been holding on to some things I had done and some choices I had made in the past, but I just gave it all up to God, and I know he's forgiven me even though I am so unworthy. In closing, I just want to say how much God means to me. I can look back at my terrible childhood and see how God just held me in his arms and got me through it. He gave me an older sister who was like a mother to me and a grandmother who loved me unconditionally. He protected my brother and me many times when we were in the back seat of the car my father was driving when he was just so drunk he couldn't even walk. And God blessed me with 2 great kids and 2 granddaughters and a wonderful husband. But most importantly, though, God sent his son Jesus to die for my sins so that I could be saved. And about the only music I listen to is contemporary Christian. One of my favorite groups is Casting Crowns. And the chorus from their song, "O Glorious Day," just says it all. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. And buried, he carried my sins far away. Rising, he justified freely forever. One day he's coming. O glorious day, O glorious day. Thank you.